Shalom, I'm Rab Yoni, and you're listening to Kabbalah Pod. Welcome to the month of Elul. We say the king is in the fields. What does this mean? How does this connect to us? What it means is simply this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always here, right? God's everywhere. But it's this concept of the king coming to the fields to see the people, to greet the people, to connect with the people. And so, too, we need to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Sof, Hashem, Abba, whatever your term may be, for Eino Mavado, right? Whatever your term may be, he is king. He is a heavenly king. And there is a cycle. There's a time of expansion, and there's a time of retracting. This is all part of the Sephiroth. It all connects. It all lines out according to a calendar picture. And as we enter into the month of Elul, and we're in the month of Elul, what is time? This is the time of the king being in the fields. This is our opportunity to draw close and to reflect on what this past year has been and to do teshuvah. Not just teshuvah, but also like look and say, this is where I did great. This is where I did not so great. It's for us, it's our New Year's resolution period. And this is what we do during this time. We seek forgiveness and we forgive. We clear accounts. We resolve debts. And we get everything ready for coming up to Rosh Hashanah. And now the king is in the fields. And now we have the opportunity to connect to Hashem. And in fact, not just connect to Hashem, but cleave to Hashem. And this cleaving to Hashem is really, truly the purpose of our existence. We have no other purpose. Yeah, there's Kabbalistic concepts that we're here to heal the shards and bring tikkun olam, but your sole focus in this life is clear. You are to cling to God. You are to have dzevekias to Him. In Bilvavi Mishkan Evna, it discusses this idea of Devekius to Hashem. It says, closeness to Hashem is my good. Now, this book talks in the very beginning of clarifying how do we develop this relationship with Hashem. And the first step is to cleave to Him. That's something we have to do. There's no other way around it. There's no way to grow in your relationship with God if you don't cling to Him. And if you cling to Him, if you cleave to Him, you have to change who you are and adopt more of who He is. As Torah says, be holy because I am holy. That is what we need to do. And we have this time, this reflective period of the month of Elul, to figure out how can I better cleave to my Creator, to my Abba who loves me. How can I better cleave to Him and develop that personal relationship with Him and leave behind the mundanities and the averas of this world that try to hold us back and drown us out? How can we toss social media into the sea before social media engulfs us and doesn't let us be free? How do we do this? And that's the first step, is Devekius. There's a very basic level. I'm going to quote a passage here. It says, yet the truth is that the Ramchal clearly states just the opposite. Was he talking about the opposite? He's talking about how Hashem, connecting to Hashem, is only for high individuals. When in fact, the Devekius to Hashem is for everybody. Okay? The Ramchal, based on his work, Mishias Yesharim, on the teaching of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, starts with the most basic level. He says, Torah study leads to watchfulness and progresses into the levels of Ruach HaKodesh and the ability to revive the dead. Mahe Hamesim. Wait a second here, what? Torah study leads to this watchfulness. It leads to divine insight and divine spirits of Hashem. And it leads to the ability to revive the dead. That's pretty powerful. That's Torah study. That's what it is, right? And that's one of the first steps. Yeah, so Elul, what are we doing? Okay, let's go through the list. We're going to forgive others. Check. We're going to seek forgiveness. Check. I'm going to try to do better. How do we do that? Well, the first step is Torah study. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to dive into the Torah study. Right? At the end of his work, after he directs the individual towards attaining these high and lofty levels, he writes as follows. And you, pleasant reader, must realize, as I do, that I have not completed in this work all the principles of saintliness. It's obvious that each person, depending on his trade and occupation, needs guidance and direction. The path of saintliness fitting for someone who is solely occupied with Torah study is not the path of saintliness appropriate for someone who needs to hire himself out to work for another. And neither of these is a path of saintliness suited for someone who is engaged in commerce. And the same applies to all the details of a person's involvement in the world. Each person, according to his situation, has aspects of saintliness suitable for him. And it is not that the essence of saintliness changes, for it's certainly applicable to everyone, since it's nothing other than acting in a way that pleases the Creator. Devekias to Hashem, clinging to God, is going to please God, and it's going to behave in a way that pleases God. The very first step we do, the very first level we start, is Torah study. This is available for everybody. It's not just for the learner, it's not just for the worker, it's not for just the Benoni, it's not for just the Tzaddik or the Rasha, it's for everybody. Everybody can engage in Torah study and learn how to cling to God. This is essential. And that's something we have to grasp onto. It continues. However, since the conditions are different, it's impossible that the means of leading to the goal will not change for each person according to his circumstances. One can be a complete saint if, due to necessity, he performs lowly work just as much as one whose mouth does not pause from learning. This must be a real necessity, not the laziness of learning Torah. Right? So that's a clarification he does provide. You can't just forsake Torah and expect to cling to Hashem. It's not possible. Torah is the means by which we do that. But the Ramchal here is stating that we have the ability to cling to Hashem, even if, because of the necessity of Parnas or whatever it may be, it draws us away from Torah study. Maybe that's not what our focus is. Maybe that's not the path. Maybe that's not the strength. And you have to do something else in the world. It's not saying you can't connect to God because you didn't study the Torah. There's still ways to do it. That just may not be the exact path for you. There's still a way to go to it. And this is something you have to talk to your rabbi about. You can't just, I read in this book or I heard on this podcast. You need to talk to your rabbi. And if you don't have a rabbi, seriously, really? How are you supposed to get accurate advice and spiritual counsel if you don't have a rabbi who really knows you and can be a posek for where you are? So that's the first step, right? If you don't have a rabbi, get one. If you don't have a rabbi, talk to your rabbi if you're not able to learn Torah in the way that you need to. And if you are able to learn Torah, then continue learning Torah. And this is how we do Devekias to Hashem. Now, of course, there are people who are already at that level. And that's not what this episode's about. This episode is recognizing the beginnings. We're in the beginning of Elul, and we need the beginning of cleaving to Hashem. And the beginning of that is the beginning of Torah study, right? And that's where we have to go. And remember, you need to have the right command. You need to have the right focus and the right intention. Okay? Because he continues, Ramchal says, this is provided his deeds are truly done for the sake of heaven. If you learn this for selfish purposes, it's going to get you nowhere. You have to learn it for the sake of heaven. That's essential. You do it because God wants it. You do it to honor God and to show love and passion and fervor and devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is how we can start to cling to Hashem.
Thank you for listening to KabbalahPod on Anchor FM. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and share it with your friends. Have a question or topic idea? We'd love your input and ideas. Send us a tweet, message Yidbrick on Facebook, or leave us a voicemail on the Anchor app. Not on social media? That's okay. Send us your ideas at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah. Become a monthly supporter on Anchor FM or by visiting yidbrick.com/donate. You can also show your support by sharing our podcast with others and purchasing our custom-made Kabbalistic Judaica jewelry or Yiddish Otters and Beard Balm at yidbrick.com/store. This podcast is a project of Yidbrick, building Jewish bridges. Learn more at yidbrick.com/Kabbalah.